Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Open to phone calls and texts. We're back in business. 844-967-2789. Back for phone calls and texts. Well, Adam Kinzinger nailed it. I think quite a bit of Adam Kinzinger. Fortunately, he got gerrymandered out of his seat in Rockford, Illinois, not running for re-election, and I don't know what his future is, but it should be a bright future. He has a lot of guts. He really has a lot of guts. Adam Kinzinger, one of the two Republicans, along with Liz Cheney, to join the January 6th commission, was asked to comment on Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy, minority leader, who's sniffing around hoping to be speaker if they take back the House 2022 elections. He said, Kevin McCarthy looks like a feckless, weak, tired man. He will be a hostage and subservient to the far-right members of the Republican caucus. That's worth saying again. Adam Kinzinger, about his own minority leader. Quote, Kevin McCarthy looks like a feckless, weak, tired man. He will be a hostage and he will be subservient to far-right members of his caucus. And he nailed it. That's exactly right. Every word of that is exactly right. He went on to say, Adam Kinzinger said about Kevin McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy will be subservient to Marjorie Taylor Greene. He'll have to respond to everything she said. He'll have to back her up. Charlie Sykes of Bulwark, you may remember Charlie Sykes. Charlie Sykes at one time had a Sunday morning talk show in Milwaukee. He was also a journalist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, but also at WSN-TV Channel 12, well-known journalist over in Milwaukee. And he described McCarthy in this interview as, quote, a separate interview as, quote, it would be a monkey's paw speakership. He won't turn anything away. It will not turn out the way you think it will. He will be subservient to the right. We need a speaker. We have one now, Nancy Pelosi, but we need to continue to have one who believes that the future of our country is more important than party. Charlie Sykes made a good point. Charlie Sykes said that McCarthy may have made a very profound mistake in opposing the January 6th commission. I'm going to say that again because Adam Kinzinger made the same point. Kevin McCarthy made a terrible mistake in opposing the January 6th commission. And the way he did it is, in a very clumsy way, he tried to salt it with people, including Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, who had actually been involved in planning the insurrection. But he put in people who would have simply disrupted it. They were Trumpers. They were truthers. They were big liars. And it would have been a charade. That, to me, is obvious. I think it is to a lot of people. Nancy Pelosi vetoed them. They said, well, if you're going to veto the Trumpers, truthers, and the planners of the insurrection from being on the commission that's investigating the insurrection, then I guess you don't want Republicans. Very stupid thing to do. People see through that. Republican Party saw through that, the average person. What he should have done is just put on a couple of people. Put on Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. Put on a couple of others. If he had done that, the original offer from Nancy Pelosi that they would have had equal numbers. They would have had 10 of them, five each Republican Democrat. Five each Republican Democrat. The chairman would have been the Democrat, Benny Thompson of Mississippi, but no subpoena could issue without a majority. So you would have, and let's say he does not put Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney on there. He could have put five Republicans who are conservative, who do his bidding, but they're not Trumpers, they're not truthers, and they don't spread the big lie. They lie in the weeds. And if one of them didn't break and order a subpoena, there wouldn't be any subpoenas. They would have probably issued some subpoenas. But they wouldn't have issued 80 of them. We're going to be talking about that a little later in the show. And they wouldn't have issued the more controversial ones for them. Then he would have looked like a guy who, oh, yeah, well, we don't want cops being beaten up. We certainly don't want that. We don't want people killed. That sounds like a bad thing. woman trampled to death. That sounds like a bad thing. It's kind of weird to put a gallows right outside the Capitol where you're going to hang the vice president. Kind of sounds like the Place de Concorde in Paris in the 1790s, where they beheaded Marie Antoinette. I'm not kidding. You go there sometime. It's a great city. I love going to Paris. Go to the Place de Concorde. Great place. Go to a coffee shop nearby. You soak up the culture and the history of Europe. Then you look out and you say, Marie Antoinette had her head chopped off right here. That was about to happen, quite literally, not chopped off, but stretched. There was a necktie party. Necktie party, Mike Pence, and Kevin McCarthy is trying to cover all this up. Yeah, there is a Trump base that will never be satisfied unless the most rabid lies are being told. I mean, there are people in Russia, you'd think everybody in Russia didn't want communism the whole time it was there. There were a lot dead. There were not a majority, but there are some hardcore people. There are some sick people, very sick people. Well, I want to get back quick to Wisconsin, a little update on a story we did yesterday. Remember I said that Voss isn't producing documents because he has two defenses. One is he said everything I did is verbal or oral. So there are no documents. And in the alternative, if there were, somehow they got destroyed inadvertently, so there's nothing. Well, it turns out that Judge Valerie Bailey Wren, who I know is the judge in the case on Tuesday, said, quote, that she is concerned that Voss and his aides destroyed or discarded documents about the 2020 election review after a request under the open records law came. The law on that, the custom on that is, there goes out what's called a litigation hold. An email goes out to everybody and staff. Don't destroy anything. Don't do this. No litigation hold went out. And then Voss would sit on this thing for 2 weeks and not tell anybody. And in 2 weeks, you have normal destruction policies on some things. I mean, every 30, 60 days, that kind of thing. And that's apparently what he did. And now he better not say he did everything verbally, because that's a flat out lie. There were documents, and apparently they were destroyed because he lay in the weeds and hid the open records request. And here's a judge saying that, and they got to get back to her in a couple of weeks. I'll tell you what, he better be very, very careful what he and his lawyers say in court, because he is treading on criminal turf right here. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.